This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM, and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. A late summer wave of COVID infections has taken a dramatic increase just as school and daycare is starting. There are about 500,000 new COVID infections daily across America. One in every 95 people is currently infected. Health officials report a rapid increase in emergency department visits for COVID, especially in children aged 0 to 11, that the current COVID wave is accelerating. With school starting, health officials expect that more young kids and teens will be infected as well. In Florida and Hawaii, in children aged 0 to 11, emergency department visits for COVID are higher than at any time in the last year. As the COVID SARS-CoV-2 virus continues to mutate, the medical surveillance of variants is shrinking. The U.S. variant tracker from the CDC has not been updated since June 21st under the Trump administration and Robert F. Kennedy Jr., the vaccine skeptic now serving as the U.S. Secretary of Health and Human Services. Health experts fear that this blind spot in reporting new COVID variants may delay the detection of dangerous new variants. Moderna and Pfizer will offer LP81 mRNA vaccines in the U.S. for 2025-26, and Novavax will release its protein JN1 vaccine this year. Because they are antigenically similar, this year's vaccines targeting JN1 or LP81 COVID variants should still provide good protection against severe illness from the newer variants like XFG. In a win for an endangered species, two endangered red pandas were born in a zoo in Montana. In Billings at Zoo Montana, a heartwarming surprise arrived when red panda Pavitra gave birth to two tiny cubs on June 25th. These little ones are not just cute. They're a crucial step in preserving a species on the brink of extinction. With fewer than 2,500 red pandas remaining in the wild, every birth counts towards saving the species. Red pandas look a bit like small fox bears with a small fox-like pixie face. Red panda kits are typically born between the months of June and September and rely heavily on their mother for survival. The cubs are born almost white and completely blind, using a high-pitched whistle to communicate with their mom. Now just over a month old, the two red panda kits at Zoo Montana are opening their eyes and starting to develop their signature red and black coats. This rare birth is not just a joy for animal lovers, but also a hopeful sign for the future of red pandas. As their species faces a steep decline, Zoo Montana's two red panda kits help to shore up the worldwide red panda population. Eagle Mount Bozeman, an organization focused on removing barriers to recreation for disabled people, serves individuals with disabilities of all ages with horseback riding, skiing, swimming, gardening, cycling, climbing, and a variety of other activities with volunteers, participants, and their families. Eagle Mount Bozeman is hosting its annual summer concert for the Greater Gallatin Valley community. The evening will feature local Americana music, food and drink, and games and activities on Thursday, September 4th at the Eagle Mount Amphitheater, 6901 Goldenstein Lane in Bozeman. Eagle Mount's annual summer concert will feature performances by Lost Canyons, Madeline Hawthorne, and the Dead and Down for a triple header of entertainment. Concert goers can enjoy a variety of culinary delights from Follow Your Nose Barbecue and Lil Lulu's Food Wagon, along with beverages provided by Shine Beer Sanctuary. Eagle Mount invites individuals, families, and friends to the Eagle Mount Amphitheater. Gates open at 4:30 p.m., and the event runs from 5:30 to 10 p.m. That's the Eagle Mount Annual Summer Concert for the Gallatin Valley Community, Thursday, September 4th, at the Eagle Mount Amphitheater, 6901 Goldenstein Lane in Bozeman, from 4:30 to 10 p.m. Everyone is welcome. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.